So look, who doesn't love a good movie soundtrack? That's the theme music from Indiana Jones. Most film music is recorded in L.A., New York, or abroad. But that could change, may change. The newly formed Peach State Orchestra wants to be the first premier film scoring orchestra in Georgia. And with me is founder and conductor Philip Allen. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
So what makes a good film score? In other words, we know John Williams, obviously Star Wars, Indiana
right.
Jones, tons and tons. We know people like Hans Zimmer. We'll hear
right.
a little of his middle. What makes their stuff so good for movies?
Great, great question. Movie scores are subservient to the story and the plot. Emotionally, these composers try to underscore the vision of the director and his vision for the movie emotionally. And that could be a little ambiguous and a little bit of a challenge. But we all know these scores that, you like we just heard, instantly you're there.
Yeah, so let's play a little bit of Hans Zimmer, who's a very well-known composer. This is from the 2014 film Interstellar. So sometimes an orchestra that has to perform a movie soundtrack has to bring in some non-traditional sounds. That sounded like they had an organ, but sometimes you have to put all kinds of sound effects in there. How do you
Absolutely.
Do that?
Absolutely. Sometimes the effects are added after the fact, but you're right. The orchestra has to morph its sound and how they play, whether it's the bow of the violin or the articulation in the brass or the woodwinds or percussion. It's a huge department. They have to bring to life the special sounds. And sometimes it's difficult, but and also they're sight reading.
Right.
They're sight reading as they're recording.
Right. Sight reading, for listeners, that's when you have not seen literally
right.
on first sight. You're performing as soon as you lay
right.
eyes on the music.
Very difficult.
Okay. So then let's hear an example of some classical music that was just written to be an art piece.
Sure.
But then was used in a modern film. This is Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess. Mm. It was used in the 2014 film Birdman. So very often they make new recordings of these pieces
yes.
for films,
yes.
and there's a reason for that. Is it okay to ignore what the maestro has written on the score if you're trying to play it for a specific moment in a film?
Wow, what a great, great question. You know, as a classical musician, my first training is to serve the composer. However, if you have a producer hiring you to bring to life his vision and a certain emotion to a scene, you sort of need to serve the vision of who's hired you, for lack of a better. It's a little more
so
pragmatic.
Ravel takes back seat. It's making
I'm
you uncomfortable
get in trouble
to say
saying that.
You are just trying
big
to get
time.
You into classical music jail.
Oh, yes. Big time.
So why do we need the Peach State Orchestra? Why do we need a movie orchestra here in Georgia?
Well, that's a really, really great question. About 15 years ago, I had this vision and tried to launch an orchestra back then, but then the economy tanked.
Yes.
And so since then, all this production work that has come about, and our listeners may or may not know, the Governor Nathan Deal just recently signed into law a 30% tax incentive for post-production. That went into effect on July 1st.
Which includes, of course,
absolutely.
The score.
Post-production, people may or may not know, sound effects, editing, looping, which is voiceovers, music, the whole assembly of the final product, which now happens in L.A. So we're hoping to capture some directors' interest and also we have some phenomenal world-class musicians here in Atlanta that I want to showcase and are ready to score movies.
why do you have this passion for this, as opposed to just playing in a traditional orchestra and playing your Mahler and your Beethoven, your Copland?
There's something about movie music. And I was when I was in school at Georgia State back in the late 70s, I remember going to see Star Wars for the first time when it first came out. And there might have been 15 people in the theater before the phenomena hit. And the thing, that impact of that John Williams score, which we know in that time period transformed movie scores.
Yeah, we're going to hear a clip of it.
Okay,
let's hear
good.
A little bit of it, and then we'll continue. This is
yes.
from Star Wars The Force Awakens,
yes.
of course, the great John Williams. So John Williams is often seen as just sort of the pinnacle of a movie composer. Why did Star Wars change everything for composers, at least?
Great, great question. Up until the 1977 movie release of Star Wars, it had become fashionable to get away from the big, huge symphonic orchestra sounds that were very prevalent back in the 30s and 40s. And in the 50s, it became more rock and roll, and that sort of was the genre. And then thanks to George Lucas, with the vision of wanting to hear this symphonic sound, of course, John Williams delivers in amazing ways. He's
the Mahler of movie orchestras.
Absolutely.
He likes lots of people in the recording studio.
And you hear that theme, and you're instantly back at the movie. Your mind is there. So I have a passion for movie music,
which is always been interesting to me, because John Williams and some of the really great music composers are melodists.
That's correct.
Whereas when we think of writing for movies, we think of atmospheric music, which
yes.
doesn't have a melody to distract from
yes.
the action. How
yes.
do you balance those two things?
That is a really great question. I've heard several interviews with John Williams, and Star Wars is what he would term way over the top. The music becomes another character versus some of the mood pieces that you hear. They have melodies, but they're not so intrusive into your psyche. They support the emotion of the moment, depending what the scene is portraying. But I hate to keep harping on John Williams, but there's, like you said, Hans Zimmer. There's some phenomenal composers out there that.
And we have some who weird it up, like Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman, absolutely.
All right, so let's hear a little bit of a lighter music.
Sure.
This is from the French film Amélie. So again, we're dealing with a score that if you were to play it, you need to find an accordionist.
That's correct. You're very good at that, Seth.
How many musicians do you end up either as your core and then rotating?
Well, a lot of it depends on budget. We have the Peach State Orchestra is an 80-member symphony orchestra, full symphony
That's
orchestra.
That's a full size, yeah.
It's a traditional orchestra in that we don't have ukuleles or bagpipes or accordions,
banjos.
However, there are all those players here in Atlanta that if the score calls for that, we could invite them to come in.
That scene is already here.
Absolutely. And a lot of really phenomenal players here.
So make your pitch for me. If I'm a filmmaker, and I am not, but if I am, and I need to get my score recorded, why do it with the Peach State Orchestra?
Well, Celeste, come make your movie in Georgia, film it, produce it, and let us help you bring your vision to the screen, packaged right here in Georgia from start to finish. And using world-class musicians here, taking advantage of those tax breaks, and let's make a movie.
And certainly the conductor is going to be passionate about it. Let's
hear
one more clip. This is a sort of a darker sound. This is from the film Requiem for a Dream. No, I have a friend of mine who plays in a movie orchestra, and he says the percussionist is often the most important part.
I would agree.
Right. Okay. So explain why that is, and why those drum beats end up have to be so perfectly synced with the action.
Percussion is such a broad field. Having minored in percussion, there are so many instruments at your disposal, both for the composer or the orchestrator. But percussion is sort of the icing on the cake and punctuates. You know, woodwinds and strings are very legato, and brass can be legato or brass can be punchy.
Legato is smooth.
That's right. And that's wonderful. And you need all those textures. But something about percussion that brings to life the energy, like you're saying, especially if it's a pacing on the screen or some kind of heartbeat rhythm in the background. A lot of times it's subliminal for what percussionists are doing. Of course, then you've got the chimes and the timpani and all the standard mallet things too. But
yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good word.
Conductor Philip Allen created the Peach State Orchestra. It's set to become the premier orchestra for recording film scores right here in Georgia. Their first concert is next Friday, August 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Innovation Amphitheater. Philip, thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.